Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Joel and Alicia with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, David Crisafulli attended a media conference in Townsville yesterday where he shared his idea to make it illegal to lie in political advertising. The opposition leader expressed his disdain for the large amount of scare campaigns and negative advertising used in the lead up to the election. While he did not speak specifically about any campaigns, he implied his belief that the Labour Party had been spreading false information.
As early voting has opened up for this year's state election, disabled voters have found that voting booths are inaccessible in some areas. A spokesperson for the Australian Electoral Commission said that they publish accessibility ratings on the website and also offer a curbside service if someone cannot access the booths, where a polling official can bring the ballot papers out to them. People with Disability Australia Deputy CEO Megan Spinder-Smith said, although accessibility has improved, we still need to recognise that the ability to vote is an equitable human right.
In national news, Australian holidayer Craig Laidley has gone missing in Kutubali and was last seen attempting to save a German tourist. He was reportedly swept out by the current and police have now been trying to locate him for 24 hours. The Indonesian police have shared that a search and rescue team made up of only 10 people have been invited to search land and sea.
Coogee Beach in Sydney, as well as surrounding coastal areas, was inundated with small black objects this week, which have been described by the Environment Protection Agency as tar balls. According to the EPA, they originate from oil spills in the ocean, where the oil gathers on the surface over time takes physical form. The affected beaches have been shut off to the public while the tar balls are cleared due to their carcinogenic nature.
In international news, a report published by the United States Congressional Research Service argues that Australia should invest in missiles and long-range bombers to better contribute to the nation's combined military power. The document suggested that Australia could increase funding to build other military capabilities while the expanding US fleets perform missions on its behalf. Greens Senator David Shoebridge says the proposal offers Australia a strategic surrender as the US continues to receive resources from Australia for developing submarines.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with a chance of showers in the evening. It's currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.